Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Hyman Radio Live. It is April 10th, Empowerment Sunday, 2011. Ever ask for something? Just ask for something over and over and over. Even pray for it, and then when you get it, you don't know what to do with it. It's like, what is this? Come on, it's Empowerment Sunday. Yes, you have. You've asked for something, even prayed for it, and then when you got it, it was like, whatever. That's what we're talking about today, Empowerment Sunday. Sunday, April 10th, 2011, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Miss Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Joining us tonight, give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, everybody.
What's going on? Ever ask for something, pray for it, and then you got it, and it's like, what is this? Toya, ever pray for something, and then you're like, what is this?
Of course I have. Got it and wanted to give it right back.
Why wish I never got it. Why is that, though? I mean, why is that we pray for something, ask for something, and then, you know, we don't want it once we get it? Why is that?
You always want something that either you can't have or you think is going to be better than what you have. Or will help you out some type of way or another. I have no idea. And then once you get it, you find out it's none of the above.
Is it not what you expected?
I think that's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. I think people expect something, whether they're praying for something or for someone, and they get it, it's just not what they thought it was going to be.
Just not what they expected. Didi. Ever pray for something, ask for something, and then want to give it back after the fact?
OMG, yes. I'm going to tell y'all this funny, right? When I was a little girl, I always used to pray to have boobies like my mom. Always. I wanted to have boobies like my mom. Boobies.
Big breastuses.
Okay. Big breastuses.
Them double Bs.
Considering my name was Didi, I thought it was quite fitting until I got him. Boy. But I can't get these right back, can I? Just stop
them.
Wow. It's okay. I love them. Somebody loves them. My baby loves them.
That is funny. That's hilarious. Empowerment Sunday, April 10th. 10th, everybody. Ever ask for something and then want to give it right back? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I can't think of one thing that I've asked that I wanted and then wanted to give right back after I got it. I just can't think of one thing. Hey, this is CeeLo Green. Forget you. We'll be right back. We're talking about stuff that we ask for, even pray for tonight, and then you want to give it right back. Well, you're like, what the hell is this? DM Hop Radio Live.
Get you and forget her, you better. I will get her, it'll be with her. No, 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 no.
Live, CeeLo Green, up in here this Empowerment Sunday. We are missing CeeLo tonight from Charlotte. Not sure if she's stopping past or not. However, wherever in the world you are in tune at 7:35 on the East Coast, the TM Hyman Radio Live. Ever wanted something, got it, wanted to give it back? Me personally, I can't share out of an experience tonight, but the Angels definitely have them. Why is that? Why is it, Didi, that people want things, and then when they get it, they really don't want it? Are we just greedy? We always want more than what we have?
I think that's a factor. I think we don't think past ourselves in that moment and the satisfaction of that moment, not realizing what consequences and things that could come out of it later. And we're not thinking about that. We're not asking for discernment. Please let me see, like, after I get it, what may come. Is this what I really want? Because people don't look at things from a three-dimensional perspective, meaning that it's more than just this one side to it or these two sides. It's multidimensional, so you need to make sure you've inspected and did all your research and did everything you need to do before you pray or ask for something and get it and want to throw it back. I guess I was a little bit too young to know that, but I know now, you know what I'm saying, to think about if I get pay for these big moves and get them, you know, the things that may happen down the line. I can't say it's been all bad, but it hasn't been all good either, needless to say.
What is the downside for little females that's wanting big boobs right now, you know, because it's like it's a cycle, right? It's a cycle. I mean, what was the downside to the big boobs after you got them?
They were in the way of a lot of things, and then, you know, it made my bras a little bit more costly than if I was an A or B on my sister's bras, not to put her business out there, you know, a smaller bras, you know. I can't match my bras with cute panties all the time. I have to order them. Billy got my baby laughing at me, and I'm like, I mean, and she laughed because that's very important to her matching underclothes. I just want to let throw that out there. But I mean, I have back issues because of my boobs, things like that. I mean, again, it's not all bad, but it's not all good either. And I'm pretty sure maybe there's women with small boobs that it's not all good or all bad for them either. I just know that was something that I had prayed for profusely. I prayed and prayed and prayed, got it. And then I was like, I don't want it.
Right.
So.
Gotcha. Empowerment Sunday, and it's real talk, straight talk. As we talk about things that we get, and then once we get them, sometimes we want to throw them back. We often think that the grass is greener on the other side of the road. But, folks, you know, you got to think about what it is that you're asking for. We got to be patient and appreciate the things that we have, even in relationships. I mean, sometimes we want people, and then once we acquire them, we don't really appreciate them or show them the love that we should. You know, come on, folks, that's not right. You got to take care of the things and be a good steward of the things that God blesses you with. I mean, whether it's people, places, or things, the grass is not always that green on the other side of the road. Coming up, we got health and wellness with Toya out of Chesapeake. We'll be right back.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
I'm all upside down. Up next, we got Toya with finance out of Delaware. Back in a moment.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
We are. Single ladies, put your hands in the sky.
Forgot it, I'm a bodyguard. Got more apples in a bottle than a hot man. Tweet me, spank me, make you wanna high chat. Turn up on my Facebook, girl, I know you like that. Tell me what it is, shorty, tell me one, one. Jerking like chicken, shorty, tell me one, one. Dance like a hot Caribbean girl. Like a vitamin, ain't gonna never feel this good, yeah. You're like a Coca-Cola classic, you're the real thing. Get it like you want it, I'm your Burger King. I ain't a small fry, call me the Big Mac. You're like a misdemeanor, girl, that ass freaking, freaking fat. Tell me what it is, shorty, tell me one, one. Jerking like chicken, shorty, tell me one, one. Dance like a night of Caribbean, girl.
All the sexy man, you got three complex to me higher. When the vipers are for your deep, they not saying God, he may sing, God, he may be funny for me. I'm numero uno, the curse, I'm listening to life. Just look at the chart up on the list. So when you come at me, where the curse of our script? Me and my lady stand it. That's right. Me clean the pornography shopping free. Buy one, I get another one free. You want to start front page of magazine. Next thing, be on TV. Hey.
You can call your man. Tell him you ain't coming home. Tell him you're tired of being all alone. You can tell him we out, we out. Give him the juice. You can tell him we out, give him the juice.
Still to my joy.
Looking kind of wonderful. Won't you tell your girl?
Log on to www.RahimMalik.com. Give it up for Toya, live out of Newark with finance tonight.
Good evening. Since the tax season is winding down this week, I just wanted to give you a few tips as far as taxes are concerned. We have just about a week left for taxes. I think it's actually been extended from the 15th. I can't remember what day it actually is the deadline for filing taxes, but it's not what the normal deadline is. So you guys can check on that if you are one of the people to wait till the last minute. But for this evening, five smart uses for your tax refund. Last year, taxpayers received an average tax refund of about $3,000. So, you know, if you're getting a large sum of money, even if you're getting a small amount of money, that money can help you set yourself on a better financial track. So the first thing you can do is create or add to an emergency fund, especially with today's unemployment rate reaching a 25-year high. It's really no better time to make sure you have a little extra cushion for unforeseeable circumstances. So just keep in mind, it's always wise to have 3 to 6 months of living expenses tucked away somewhere that you can't touch it. So if in the event you lose a job or something devastating happens, you will have that emergency fund. You can also set up a savings account. Unlike emergency funds that should be used in the event of an emergency, savings accounts can be used for anything. You can set aside money for something you really want, like a vacation for your wedding, or you know, something that you plan to splurge on, a big ticket item. Third thing you can do is take care of necessities. While paying down debt or spending on car maintenance may not be the most fun way to spend your money, it's probably one of the best things you can do. Debt can cripple your chances for financial and emotional stability, so the best way to handle that and nip it in the bud ahead of time is just to take care of your necessities. Fourth thing you can do is spend a portion of your refund on small pleasures. You know, a lot of people will waste their money on big ticket items instead of taking care of debt or putting away savings and emergency money. But, you know, of course, everyone wants to be able to do something for themselves. So, you know, take the time to spend a small amount of money on yourself. If you already have a savings account, you already have your emergency fund, then most likely you probably won't be getting a tax refund, because if your finances are in order and you are following your exemptions correctly at work, you really shouldn't be getting any type of refund back. So, I mean, if you do, then, you know, just take care of a small pleasure. Don't spend on big ticket items. And the last thing you can do is invest in your next career move. It's always smart to invest in something that will help you achieve greater success. So whether you enroll in classes to brush up on a work-related skill, if you spruce up your work attire or your interview outfits, or even if you purchase some type of electronic gadget that will help improve your efficiency, all of those things are, you know, good expenses, because it will help you on your return in the long run. So, again, five ways that you can spend your tax money smartly this year.
Hey, I'm one of those procrastinators, and that new tax deadline is April 18th for all of us procrastinators. Hey, don't wait to the last minute, folks. Toya, great tips. Thank you. All the way live from Newark, as always. Thank you, Toya with Finance.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com, or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very pride. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed. cause my dad was guilty that his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led straight. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
With Far Away, 753 here in Chesapeake, Virginia, 453 over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Want it or ask for it, got it, want to give it back is the topic tonight, and we've heard my story, and Tan says he doesn't think he's had any situations where that's taken place, and I beg to differ, Tan. I think you've asked for a woman, you've got it, and you wanted to get her back, didn't you?
Oh, multiple times.
Okay, season, you got some stories to tell. Go ahead and share.
Multiple times. It's a difference, though, because, you know, believe it or not, I don't go around, you know, I haven't ever gone around desiring a relationship, though. I think we all want somebody we can trust, somebody we all want a companion. You know, we all want somebody we can grow old with. But at the end of the day, I'm not that person that's ever wandered around looking for a relationship or, you know, or a wife. I've always been content. I love my life. You know, I'm living high off of life right now. But, you know, I've never been that kind of person. I've never been bent out of shape for something that didn't work out, you know. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I look at America right now, though. America wanted change. you know, America wanted something different. America got it, and now it seems like America wants to throw it back. And I'm speaking of President Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. My conspiracy theory is coming to light.
Yeah. I mean, would y'all believe that, you know, the man that fires everybody every Sunday night on NBC wants to be the president?
Right. Okay.
Who am I talking about? Who am I talking about?
Donald Trump.
Mr. Donald Trump.
You better get out of here.
I don't like the comments and things, how he's attacked President Obama recently in an effort to run for president himself. I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump just because of his hair. His hair gets no vote for me.
You
no
crazy.
Vote, Toya. His hair gets no vote, Toya.
I'll vote for Donald Trump.
What?
I'll vote for him. He gets my vote. I'm
Are
sure
you
he
serious?
Knows exactly what he's. Yes, I know. I think that he knows exactly what he's doing, and I think he would be a good fit for our country.
But so that's in the private sector. He knows what he's doing in the private sector. He has no idea about foreign affairs.
Well, how do you know that? You don't know if he knows about foreign affairs.
I know just as much about him than I knew about President Obama. I mean, when it comes to government relations and foreign affairs, he's not an expert. I know that much. I do know that because I just did some research on Donald Trump this week when I found out he was running for president. He knows just as much as Barack Obama knows about foreign affairs. So, I mean, come on. Who's going to be talking about who?
He might know how to trade with some export-imports, but that's about it. I don't think he got too much of that experience either. I sure wouldn't vote for him. And no.
It's Empowerment Sunday, April 10th, folks. Want it, got it, and now want to give it back. We're talking about the fact that we voted President Obama in, and now it seems like you want to throw him back because he's not meeting our expectations. It's not just the president. It's not just voting. We wanted that brand new car we're not appreciating right now. We wanted that new house that we don't appreciate right now. We wanted that man, that woman that we're not appreciating right now. Wanted it, got it, and now you want to give it back. Why is that? Are we just a flat-out greedy nation? Do we only think about ourselves? What's going on, America? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. And not to keep it political this evening, but, hey, it's a lot going on in our political landscape right now. Here in Florida, Democrats have been silenced by the majority, which is the Republicans. And it takes us to really understand what's happening in our economy. We want representation, but at the end of the day, are we working hard enough to get the representation that we really want? Want it, got it, now want to give it back. That's the topic tonight, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Can y'all think of anything else outside of your own experience in which, you know, we wanted something, got it, and then want to give it back? Like President Obama.
Some people might have to say that about slavery and John Crow and stuff like that.
John Crow or Jim Crow? Jim Crow.
Did I say John? Oh, you know what I meant, Jim.
You
better stop
you
it.
You said John.
You need
to
talk to me.
It's sinister. All right.
Yeah. As long as you don't get something like Jerome Crow or, you know, Jeremiah Crow or something, you know.
You crazy. But, I mean, some people might say, you know what I'm saying, they wanted it, we gave it to them. And, I mean, or some people might say that, you know. You can look at that situation. Or some people might
Jim
even
Crow.
Say.
Some people said we wanted. Who the hell wanted Jim Crow?
What? I'm not saying Jim Crow in particular. I'm using that all together. Slavery, Jim Crow. Oppression, civil, all that. I'm just trying to tie all that in, not single it out per se. You know what I'm saying? Affirmative action, all that stuff you want to throw in there.
We wanted it, we got it, and now you want to give it back?
Some people do.
Okay.
Some people don't like
Before
ladies,
we go any further, let's welcome all the way live from Charlotte. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to
Good
the
afternoon.
Show.
Good afternoon.
In the morning,
sir. How y'all doing?
Bonnie Nacho.
Hey.
We're good.
I'm barely holding on by a string. Pray for me, somebody. Lord, have mercy.
Look, you ask for some people to be Christians.
I know, right?
We want to get them back, too.
He said we want to give them back. It's 8 p.m.,
yes,
folks.
Okay.
We're coming to you live out of Tampa tonight, Hack Media Studios, Team Hyman Radio Live. It's 5 p.m. in San Francisco, California, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You asked for it, you got it, and now you want to give it back. Why is it that we ask for things and then we don't appreciate it once we get it? I don't know,
CeeLo.
Because
we don't know what we want. Yeah.
We don't really know
what we
want.
Well, the thing is that you think you know what you want until you find out all that it encompasses. You know,
is it responsibility that makes us want to give it back, or is it just we're not appreciative?
Sometimes we haven't grown enough to appreciate. Not saying we won't appreciate it later on in life, but we just sometimes you may have something in your grasp that you asked for, but it didn't come in the form that you thought it would. So you don't even recognize it and you ignore it because you don't know how to appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You haven't gotten to the point where you can appreciate it. So, how about like women ask for a good man, men ask for good women all the time. That's age old. But the thing is that a man could have a good woman, but because she doesn't fit the mold that he thinks that she should fit, she's not a good woman. You know what I'm saying? So she's gone and then he's comparing her to every other woman that he deals with, you know what I'm saying? So that's a way, you know, as you get older and you learn how to appreciate things, you learn that things come in different forms, not what you've been shown on TV or what you grew up to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, as your experiences expand, your want actually lessen, and you become more specific about what you want because now you're able to tell the difference between your wants and your needs.
No doubt. Hey, coming up, we got health and wellness coming up in this hour. Up next, we got entertainment news coming live from Charlotte tonight. We just don't know what we want. We want it, we got it, now we want to give it back. That's the topic tonight, Empowerment Sunday, April 10th. TM Hyman Radio.
All I do is chase my money. I'm so hot on my game coder, so don't bother. If anything, little nigga, I can be your father. If you talking checks, at least two commas. While you chasing them hoes, I be chasing the money. You can take it from me, but you ain't gon' never take my money. I go after dough, headache, nose runny. All I do is, you can't go wrong when your money long like a football field. No delusions at all. If you broke money short, you'll probably change the song. All I do is, yeah. Why you chasing hoes? I'm after dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch, your cash won't last, and everything your hands will be. Young nigga, I had it in my face. If I had it in my way, I had a better day. I'm the champ, I need Mayweather pay. I used to ball hard, me and Spalding get along. Air Jordan fly, fuck what you bitches on. Stacking dough, I can invest and make a loan. All I do is, what you talking about? I'm on a paper route, like a mailman, never see me in a drought. Getting money, nigga, that's what it's about. Yeah, it's like I live for it, what else I need? Just cause of you, I do as I please. Just cause of you, she getting on her knees. All I do is, yeah.
Why you chasing hoes? I'm after dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is, on your ass, bet your cash won't last, and everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is
see my money grow. Fucking ridiculous. I ain't King James, but I got witnesses. I say it again if you wasn't listening. Yeah, I'm on another level. Anywhere I go, I settle. When I get dinero, I ride with a heavy metal. Mention bank account, yeah, I got several. Yeah, I keep going, no slowing down for no man. I would hold bread if I had no hands. I'd be in the pocket while you trying to slow dance. Yeah, so many presidents, they flying through my residence. They want to make a settlement, but they don't have evidence. Money over everything, the only thing evident.
Yeah. Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the door, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bet your cash won't land. And everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green, they call me an outcast. All I do is I get it.
Mohammed Radio Live. Creole King, Chase My Cash. You're in tune to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. In tune with the Angels, live from Charlotte, it's CeeLo. Live from Chesapeake, it's Domir. Live out of Newark, it's Toya. You do that hip hop informer, 917-889-3926. Yo, jump on it. Tonight we're talking about you wanted it, you asked for it, you even prayed for it, got it. And now you want to give it back. Why is that? Are you just flat out greedy, or do you just not know what you want, like CeeLo said? Thanks for riding with us tonight, folks. You just think we just don't know what we want, huh, CeeLo?
And that's exactly what it is. Because, again, honestly, I think that, you know, how we grew up, and I know a lot of kids watch TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were raised watching TV. So the whole family makeup, they got off of TV, and I mean, this, you can tell by the commercials. I mean, you know, like the commercials, the media, everything plays a part in it. And so it's like, okay, yeah, I want this gorgeous man, but this gorgeous man comes with an attitude that's worse than a woman on her monthly, or he thinks she's prettier than you are. So y'all fighting over bathroom time. Then you want to give him back, you know, because it's not about his cuteness wore off, you know. And so I think that people pick things superficially, and then once they get it, now they want to, you know, kind of make it to where it fits them, you know, and it's, yeah, they don't know what they want. They think they know what they
want. It's true. It's definitely all about us as individuals. We lack, you know, patience. We lack compromise. And then sometimes we just flat out selfish about situations. And we got to learn how to be more open. And definitely not make it all about us. We got to be fair in situations, folks. Then you got to take care of people. You know, when you ask for somebody or ask for something, you know, and it comes via a person, you got to treat people the way you want to be treated, regardless of the situation. 917-889-3926. If you have a thought that you want to share with us tonight along the same lines, you know, you got it, you know, after asking for it or praying for it, and then you didn't want it after the fact. Why is that? Share your thought. 917-889-3926. If you got music or an idea, hit us up, tmhammerradiolive@gmail.com. We'll be glad to play it. Even if it's just once, we will play it. We promise we will. We promise we will. At least once.
Yeah. Just like the president, a lot of people, you know, were vying for the president just because he was black, which was a, you know, I don't think there was really anything wrong with that, honestly. I mean, because of the person that it was. But, you know, at the same time, you know, a lot of people like now or even like a year ago were like, oh, well, I won't vote for him again. Well, look at the pretense under which you voted for him. But what's going on isn't even his fault, but I'm just using that as an example. You know, a lot of people, you know, wanted Obama just because he was a black man, not because of what he stood for. You know what I'm saying? So their expectations were not met because they had no expectations for him outside of him being a black man. You know what I'm saying? So now that they realize, oh, well, I really didn't care in the first place, now they want to give him back.
Would you vote for Donald Trump?
You know, if Barack wasn't running, yes. I would, honestly. Just because he's a businessman. And that's
right,
all
and
America's
I get that.
Government
I get
is.
That.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all
right.
America's government is big business. And that's the only reason where, you know, in that quote-unquote, you know, fear of shutdown, because it's over money. It's over corporations. Who has their hand in what? Who can get the most of what? It's a pissing contest right now between the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, but
yeah, and I think that was Toya's point. He's a businessman. He understands business. You know, that makes him a good fit for government. Although I'm not sure that's the case. I think a business mind is required. But I'm not sure if his business mind, because it's been focused on the private sector entity of business, I'm not sure that he's an automatic good fit for the government just because he's a good businessman. Because, see, the reality is we don't know what Donald Trump's portfolio looks like. We only know the assets that are marketed on behalf of Donald Trump. We really don't know how much debt or how many business deals he's lost. You know, or how many bad deals he's established. We only know what's on the surface of Donald Trump. You know, so more to come. But, again, he gets no vote just off of the hair alone for me. No vote. No vote, Donald. No vote.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm he's not running vote. It by himself, though. I mean, just like Barack isn't running it by himself, Donald Trump wouldn't be running it by himself either, though. You know, and the thing is that China owns so much of American soil and has so much stake in America that I think it would take a businessman to deal with, you know, like our global financial issues, you know. I mean, if not even president, somewhere in the cabinet where he could be maybe a consultant, if nothing less.
Interesting concept, Donald Trump as our next U.S. president. Up next, I hope, Entertainment National News. Mike Bless,
yeah.
CM Hammer Radio Live.
Yeah. It's Mike Bless, slip and slide. That's what I told her. She say things ain't going right with him. I said maybe you should just try something different, you know. Let go. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Top floor in my condo. That can be your hideaway, hideaway. You don't make her happy. She wanna get away, hideaway. Top floor in my condo. About to lose you, cause he'll make you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner,
a winner.
He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to. A cruise to the island, gotta get a smile. Hit South Beach, ride down Collins. No window shopping, that's for the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She ain't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Top floor with my condo. Low. I can play the bar, tell me you just tell me what the pose.
What you want,
you know it's soft on blue, so you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo.
Shoot out to London, Lando's and Brixton, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short and so fly, Red Bull wings, she just wanna hide my condo fling. She don't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away. Stop flowing with my condo. That can be your hideaway, hideaway. You don't make her happy. She wanna get away, hideaway.
WHAC, Mike Bless, Slip and Slide Records, Hideaway is the name of that joint. Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, April 10th, 2011. Tonight, we're discussing things that you ask for, even pray for, but when you get it, you're ready to give it back. Join the chat, 917-889-3926. To listen or participate, it's Empowerment Sunday. Thanks for riding with us, Angels. How was your week? How was your week overall? Did you all have good weeks as we prepare to do it all over again?
Good week. Good week, I must say. Very productive.
Productive. Productive
week. I like
week.
To say, I like productive. I like productive over the word busy. Busy, sometimes you can be busy doing nothing. But I had a productive week, getting ready for the baby having Easter at school. Spring break is coming. So we're preparing for
spring
that.
Spring break is coming. When is Easter? Is Easter
the 24th?
Week after next?
It's the 24th.
Okay.
Yeah. The 24th.
Sunday
yeah.
after next.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
It's already
And, you know, last year, all I remember about Easter last year, I didn't know it was Easter last year. I just remember going into Walmart and seeing people with baskets. And I was like, really? Is Easter already? I knew nothing of it.
There was a fog to you, huh? Well, we're glad you're a little you're unfoggy this year. It's time for Easter eggs and baskets, and you said thank goodness we got Easter eggs.
Wow.
Easter eggs and baskets and all of that.
Yes. Beard fingers.
You said Easter eggs and a new man?
No, I said Easter eggs and new meds.
Oh, and new meds.
Easter eggs and new meds. Spear fingers.
Wow.
Yes, in your life. And never will you again.
Only on this show. Only on this show.
Oh, yes.
I thought my duty is was bad, but that right there.
Hey.
I think that took the cake.
Listen. We got a... a resident dope head on this show.
Oh, hey, it's prescribed, sir. Okay.
Hey, and that's a good thing. At least you are prescribed.
And
that
I
makes
do not
over
official. You.
It's not necessarily a good thing. We all know that right now, that is one of the highest addictions there is.
I know.
Prescription drugs.
Well, you know what though?
Prescription drugs.
Let me say this. No, I'm glad you brought that up though. Seriously, because when I went to started seeing a new doctor with the Veterans Administration. And the thing is that I told the doctor how I was taking my medication, which I just pretty much, they are very strong. They're supposed to knock me out, but they don't. But anyway, I only take them when I have things to do so that I can get through whatever it is that I have to do. But that doesn't always, you know, like, that's not a save all. But the thing is that I don't take them. I've been taking them long enough that if I was taking them like I was supposed to, I probably would be an addict because I don't take them as I should, but I take them enough. Yeah.
You don't take them as you should, but you take them.
Yeah,
enough.
Be right because I'm supposed
we,
to.
We don't want you
hours.
To become an addict. We don't want you to become addicted to prescription drugs.
I won't be able to do nothing.
You said it's too late?
Already.
Did I hear you say it's too late?
No, I didn't say it's too late. I did not say it's too late.
The doctor says, take those pills and call
yes.
me later. TM
yes, okay.
Live.
Hey.
Call me later. And what you doing, shawty? Hit me up the next day. I'm like, call me later. Yeah.
Call me later.
Steve won the Masters, not Tiger. You know, Tiger, he started kicking tail back in like 97 or whatever at the Masters, and he had been a winner and a strong contender, but this year he was not a strong contender. But Charles Schwartzbartzel, I know I destroyed that name, he won the Masters this year. Last but not least, it was a really, really good game if you guys missed it. Chicago Bulls, they played Orlando Magic today, and it almost went into overtime. It was the final score was 102-99, and then what did I just say? Yeah. Okay, so then Boston played Miami, and Miami won 100-77. So I think there's one more game on right now. I think the New Jersey and Toronto is playing, and we don't have a final score on that yet. But I think they're down to, like, what, two more games? And then I think they're down to two more games, and then
that's correct.
We have two more games to play. And Boston plays who tomorrow?
Boston plays the Wizards. The Wizards tomorrow.
Okay, so then after that game, then we'll know who the last two teams are to win the championship. But I know that Chicago is a shoe-in for that final game. So we'll see how they come out on that. But
I thought that was interesting in the news. Katherine Jackson had to ask the judge to remove. I think her name is Anleandra Jackson. I think that's Jermaine Jackson's wife. Who was squatting out on the estate out in California. A judge had to ask Miss Jackson and her kids to get out of there, which
wow.
I thought was crazy. Anytime, and Catherine was trying to renovate the mansion out in California, and Jermaine's wife and the kids was just squatting on her. So Catherine had them removed from the compound.
Wow.
And did
yeah,
you all
I
know that Jermaine had a son named Your Majesty?
Your
Majesty Jackson.
Hold on, that's the boy that was in he was in that new Jackson 5. You remember when they came out when the nephews or whatever came out? They were like the new set of Jacksons or whatever.
I remember.
And everybody was like,
I do remember the group.
It was like about 5 years ago, something like that.
Crazy name, Your Majesty. I thought that was just interesting.
You know what? Probably
thank you.
Because his brother named his kids Prince and Prince Jackson.
Yeah,
I think
so
he really named them after
the
Prince. Right. Prince, the Majesty, the niece, and the nephew. I mean, what the hell? How far are you going to take it?
we love the Jacksons. Entertainment National
yeah.
News live out of Charlotte, CeeLo.
Thank you. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
WHAC main scrap. It's called Why, right here on Empowerment Sunday, Team Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer. Again, it's Empowerment Sunday, April 10th, 2011, 917-889-3926. We got like 21 minutes left in the show. Tonight, you ask for it, you pray for it, you want it, you get it, and now you want to give it back. Do you really know what you want? I'm under the belief that most people really don't know what they want. They only know what they don't want. They only know what they don't want. Picture this. You know, the statement that you can do anything you put your mind to leads us to believe that all we have to do is imagine something and we can accomplish it if we set our mind to it, and then we just wait on the success. To a certain degree, true. But the reality is focused intentions combined with the action is a powerful force, you know. But it's somewhat misleading because it causes people to think, you know, that it's going to be a cakewalk, you know, because when it falls all down, what's failed to mention is the difficulty and necessity that it takes to actually program your mind to focus on a specific goal. Most people only know what they really don't want. They have no idea what they want. You know, what we do know is we don't want a boring job, we don't want to be poor, we don't want to disappoint our loved ones, you know, but knowing specifically what you want is much different from knowing what you don't want. When you only know what you don't want, your intentions aren't focused. Consider this example right here. Peter doesn't want to be poor. He's sick of earning less than his friends. He's determined to raise his status. To accomplish this goal, Peter could take many different paths. He could train for a higher-paying profession, such as a doctor or a lawyer. He could start, trying to establish his own business, go into real estate, or do, you know, a lot of other things that will lead to acquiring wealth. But Peter isn't sure what he wants to do. He doesn't know which path is best for his skills, his personality, so he doesn't want to really resolve the issue of making less than his friends. You got to know what you want versus knowing what you don't want. And I believe that's why people get things that they ask for. They didn't want to throw it back. Because at the end of the day, they really didn't know what they wanted. They only know what they don't want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that made a lot of sense. I mean, because people aren't always ready for what they think they want. I mean, like, I'll even take, like, I remember we talked a couple of months ago, how I got married young. I knew I wanted to get married. I didn't really know why. I mean, my parents weren't still married or anything. But my mind was set on, I'm going to have a husband in a year or whatever, year and a half, whatever. And it happened. But, I mean, you know, it didn't, and everything seemed good at first. But then I was like, okay, I'm about to get you back. Trade you in for a new model. Because you're not acting right. You're not supposed to be doing
model.
That. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, so I traded him in for a 19-year-old. I mean, what was the difference? But, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, I did it. You know. Now I got a 12-year-old. So, I mean, that's what you get.
Coming up, we got health and wellness live out of Chesapeake tonight with Domare. Toya, you still hanging out with us in Newark, Delaware tonight? You quiet out there.
Yes, I'm here. I'm tending to my daughter at the same time, so.
Oh, what's going on, daughter?
How you doing? Hi, baby. How you doing, baby?
All right, folks, coming up, again, health and wellness out of VA. Yeah, you said you traded them in for a 19-year-old. You're out of control.
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, I didn't plan on it to happen. See, the husband thing, I planned on. You know what I'm saying? It was just, I'm going to be married. That's all I knew. I'm going to get a husband. I'm going to get married. I'm going to find somebody that I really, really like, that I want to keep forever, and we're going to just rock with that. And I really thought it was going to work out. I even got a tattoo the day before we got married. It was his idea, but still, I went along with it. Because I didn't think we were
his name on it?
His name. My name was on his arm. I didn't know he was going to do that. So when he came out, I'm out there trying to pick out my own little thing, you know. He comes out with my name on his arm. And I'm like, well, damn. If I just get my name on me, you know, that's kind of selfish. So
you still have
right,
it on you today?
Something different. I still have it to this day.
Are you an advocate of tattoos today?
No, I just haven't figured out what I wanted to put over it. I don't regret doing it by any means because I did it with good intention, you know. So I don't regret it by any means, but I couldn't think of any. I haven't yet to find anything that I want to put over it or put around it or whatever. not another name. Damn sure.
America, we know what we don't want. We know what we don't want. What is it that we really want? Think about it. This is AC Game Time. Up next, health and wellness. What do you want? What do you want? TM Hot Radio.
I'm a fly guy, why you still jet lagging? I only sleep when I watch my little cousin snapping. Money coming, but my patience is the issue. Keep them waiting till they miss you. Cause I'm bleeding like a menstrual. Sure, I said, look a nigga in his eyes. The revolution would not be televised. Not a TV swag, I won't live a lie. Nigga, cop and see your best bet is to lose my vibe. Yeah, now they trying to bump shoulders. Chop it up, spit it out, see if they really fly. I don't like the smoke, but I can get really high. I'll show you how I got the game analyzed. It's kinda hard to believe. Niggas really make the task hard to achieve. But bitch, I got speed, so ain't no doors blocked. I'ma take you straight to the top. You slipping unless the haters gon' ride. You can eat, cop, game, girl, flip off. Where the kid at? We need y'all. Hold up, bring it back. I'm trying to keep the kid up. Real rap. Hey, let him know how you feel, rap. I drop my draws, she drop her jaw. I'm a king in the truest sense, oh lord. Money makes $10, know to go hard. I'm more than a problem cause I can't be solved. You ain't saying nothing, you lucking, it's really eyeball. By the chance I rap in a captain highball. Now I see why I got maybe a black little eyeball. All my niggas hungry, man, I got y'all. Hey, this is for the pimp, this is for the hustlers, this is for the shit. All the dudes run so I can shine like this. Baby, take the picture, I'm a pose for a slit. Yeah, niggas only hate me cause they can't hate my music. Make my own beats and I don't cheat, I really do this. I'm about to go stupid. Watch, LeBron on the court, let me take the last shot. Game time, sick ball, where the kids at? You need y'all, hold up.
Coming out of Newark, Delaware tonight.
No.
Just picking. Thank you for joining us tonight for this evening's Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life, coming soon. Tonight's Health and Wellness, I wanted to bring to you, and it may sound a little like a finance segment, however, it's not finance. It's definitely health and wellness, but it does complement the finance segment that Toya gave to us about health insurance a couple of shows back. And this is health insurance benefits that we normally overlook. I just wanted to bring to light some resources. Sometimes we as people do not do things or take care of things or meet our goals in life because, one, we don't know how to get started or we're not sure what our resources are. We don't know how to look into the things that we already have to get done with the things that we need to get done. And I wanted to bring some health things to light that you don't know that your insurance may take care of for you that are overlooked by people, and sometimes they don't get things taken care of because of that. For instance, gym membership. A lot of insurance companies are now covering gym memberships because they feel that it's a payoff to the insurance company over time, because they figure customers who exercise on a regular basis are generally less likely to suffer from any medical ailments. So that's an incentive for you to stay active. They'll cover your gym membership. So check your insurance coverage to see if that's something that they'll cover for you. Weight loss surgery. I know some people get the gastric bypass or the, I'm not sure what the ring around the stomach is called. However, some people think that this is a cosmetic surgery, but it's not. Now, you do have to meet certain qualifications, and Medicaid and Medicare are now beginning to cover this weight loss surgery. And to qualify for the coverage, you need to be 100 pounds overweight. Your body mass index must be 35% or higher. And you have to have documentation from your physician that the regular exercise and regular diet did not work. So if you're trying to get weight loss surgery and you don't see how you're going to afford it, check and see if you meet those requirements, and maybe your insurance will take care of that for you. Breast reduction surgery, ding ding ding. I have talked about those boobs I wanted to give back. But I don't want any surgery, let me say that. For people who experience chronic back pain, you can check into your insurance to see if they will cover a breast reduction surgery for you. If the pain begins to interfere with your life and your doctor can provide documentation of this, your insurance will cover a portion or all of your surgery. LASIK surgery, which is your vision correction surgery. Now, some insurance does have vision components associated with it, or you can buy an additional vision coverage insurance. Now, they will cover a part, and depending on the severity of the surgery that's needed, they might cover all of the costs. So check and see if they'll cover that eye surgery for you. Unfortunately, I would love to get a vision correction surgery, but my particular issue is not correctable, unfortunately. Drugstore clinic visits. I know you've all heard of the prescription drug card that a lot of places offer, Walmart, things of that sort. Your insurance may offer one as well. So, and not only do they offer a prescription drug, they offer a clinic that you can go to see an on-call doctor or on-call nurse for any vaccinations or any illnesses or infections that can be, covered on site. Maybe not major, like you would need to go to the ER for or a major hospital for, but things that they can cover on site, illnesses, STDs, things like that, small scratch bumps, burns, bruises, things of that sort. You can go to a drugstore clinic and your insurance will cover that. 24-hour health insurance comp nurse, a company nurse, Now, I know my doctor, their nurse ends at a certain time, and I can call and ask questions. However, with your insurance, check and see if they cover it. You can have a nurse on call 24 hours if you can't reach anyone at your doctor's office and you're having a situation with your child or where you need to just call a nurse. Your insurance company may provide that 24-hour service for you. I know sometimes there were situations where I would have preferred to call a nurse as opposed to wait in the ER for a situation I could have handled at home. And durable medical equipment, that goes out to people who may be using canes, crutches, prosthesis, walkers, things of that sort. Breast pumps, definitely for nursing mothers. Your insurance may cover those costs for you. Please check into it. It's something that you don't have to come out of pocket for. And last but not least, new generation birth control. We know the insurance company normally covers a birth control pill, but because birth control has evolved into many different things these days, insurance companies now are covering your new birth control, new generation birth control methods like the NuvaRing or the Depo shot, things of that sort. So check into things of that sort. You don't have to be stressed behind the out-of-pocket costs that you might suffer, because these are ways that you may not have to spend any money at all, because you may be already paying for it by paying your monthly insurance premium.
No doubt. Finance tips coming to us live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. Yo, I love the information y'all drop on us. It's Dee Dee live from Chesapeake.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography,
sound recording, marketing, and public relations, log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062, where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Cosmetic surgery. If you had enough dough, you know, what's the one thing you would change? That's tomorrow, 10 p.m., TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. Again, we got just seconds left in the show, really, 2 minutes to be exact. Angels, last-minute comments. You want it, you got it, now you want to throw it back. That's been the topic tonight.
I just want to say whatever you do, do it well. Peace and blessings. And study, get to know yourself better so that you can understand the things that you want with clarity.
Absolutely. Know what you want. No more than what you don't want. Know what you want. Absolutely.
Yeah, just be careful what you ask for. You just might get it and be blessed.
You might just get it.
Yes. Listen, know your needs and your wants. Be a blessing.
Know your needs, know your wants, know more than what you don't want. Be careful what you ask for. You might just get it. Hey, thanks for riding with us, folks. Join us back tomorrow night again. If you had the dough and could change one thing, you know, you could get some cosmetic surgery, what would you do? What would you do? Would you change that facial structure? Would you tuck that tummy? Would you reduce the breasts? Would you replace the hair? What would you do? America, get it together. Just start eating healthy and lose some damn weight. Run around the building. Stop chopping it and cutting it. But, Joe, I mean, some people just can't afford it. If you could afford it, what would you do? Hit us up tomorrow night, 10 p.m. right here, TMI Radio Live, 917-889-3926. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Good night, everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.